Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk Mercer County cross country, and let's talk brotherly love today. The Coulter brothers, Riley Coulter, a senior, the Lincoln Trail Conference a champ, won that race last week out at the dunes in Kewaunee, they say. And we're going to get some words from his little brother, too, Derek Coulter, a freshman on that Mercer County cross-country team. Riley Coulter, tell us about last week's race, champ of the Lincoln Trail Conference. How did it go out there?
It went pretty well. I was just trying to chase down that course record that Foley set as a freshman. And I didn't really have the competition to do it, but we went out there and ran hard. So it was a good confidence builder.
Yeah, and I know that the regular season is winding down. One meet left, one regular season meet left, but it's a big one.
Yeah.
You're going to run against some of the best. It's a precursor, really, to the state meet because you run at Detweiler Park, and that's coming up this weekend. So how about that?
I'm excited to race at Detweiler. We've started the taper week this week, and I've got less mileage on my legs, and they're feeling fresher, and we're going to run a pretty good workout later today. So I'm ready to run fast at Detweiler.
You called it a what week? You're talking to cross country for dummies here.
Taper week.
So what does that mean? Explain to our listening audience.
We build up to a peak week in the summer. So that's what, like, I started at 35 and I built to 70 first week in October, and then now I'm just tapering down. So it's just cutting mileage to make your legs feel fresher.
All right. So you're like approaching then the postseason. I'm sure you have some lofty things you want to accomplish. So
yes.
The regional is at Hawthorne Ridge in a couple of weeks. And then where the sectional is where at?
Elmwood, Brimfield.
So Elmwood, yeah. And that's a solid cross-country tradition there. And then the following weekend is state. So what are you shooting for here as we get into the postseason?
Just go after it. Detweiler, I'm going to go after the school record this Saturday, and then regionals, just go for gold.
Go for gold, man. So what's the transition from your junior year to senior year? What are some of the things you gained from that junior year, maybe your experience at state, carrying that forward to your senior year?
Not much has changed. It's just I lost Ryan Munson, which has been – it's not really a big change, but it still is a big change. I've been running a lot on my own, but I got – a big team of freshman guys that have helped me throughout the season. And, yeah, so just keep going. Hard work pays off.
All right, so I know, I remember we had you on last year, right? Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what part of the season it was. And I talked about kind of your training regimen on your own, not, you know, related to the school. And you said, well, a lot of the times I run the Joy Blacktop. You still do that?
Yeah, I still run the Joy
Blacktop. Is that still dangerous?
No, not dangerous. It's
easier maybe for you to run it than maybe drive it, as the listeners will say, har, mm-hmm. har, har. All right, so I'll ask you, who is your this is a question that you should be able to answer pretty easily. Who is your favorite teammate on the Mercer County Cross Country program?
I don't think I have a favorite teammate.
Wait a minute.
I don't have a favorite teammate.
All right.
They all bring different things to the table.
Okay. But I was hoping you would say, well, of course, this kid by the name of Derek Coulter, who's a little freshman. What's it like running with your little brother in your final year in high school? What's that meant to you?
It's meant a lot to me. Like, we've looked forward to it a lot the past 3 years with him starting to run earlier than what I did as a seventh grader running cross country. And I've been looking back on it. Like, when he was in seventh grade, he was really, really good. And then he was really, really good in eighth grade. Now he's really good as a freshman. So I was just like, I've watched him develop, and he's got big, big future ahead of him.
Yeah, I was down at the high school. This is early in the season, and you guys were running on, I call it Swimming Pool Road, and I forget what actual street address that is, but
yeah. It's
by the swimming pool. And you're leading the charge, but I saw him kind of behind you, and I saw like his eyes, and I'm like, that dude's got it. Because he's realizing he's chasing after his brother.
Yeah.
And I know you probably can't see it, but I'm like, that kid is going to probably accomplish something before his career's up at Mercer County High School.
Yep.
All right, Derek Coulter, I want you to lean in here, little brother. So I'll ask you, same question. Who is your favorite teammate on the Mercer County High School cross-country team?
It's the same answer. I've been with Riley for a long time, but then all the freshmen that are there, I've been friends with them for the longest amount of time. And the past 2 or 3 years with cross country, we've really grown stronger. And so have me and Riley, so there's no favorite, really.
All right. Well, I'll tell everybody that you're each other's favorite teammate. Right, it's all about brotherly love, man. Do you run the Joy Blacktop? Or they don't let you because you're still too young to do that, son?
Well, mostly I bike next to Riley on the Joy Blacktop.
Man, that's even more dangerous, dude.
We usually have loops, and usually we turn off the Joy Blacktop, and then I'll run on some random gravel road on the way back home.
Yeah, I told Riley off the air we need, like, a political contingent. You guys to lead it while you run it down the Joy Blacktop to let everyone know what the true condition of that is. So for you, Derek, what has it been like to run with your brother, seeing him his senior year and maybe him accomplishing some neat things, like you're there for the conference championship where he won that last week?
It's super beneficial to not just me, but like the both of us, because I want to push myself harder to not make a fool out of myself in front of him, but then also make him happy. But it's been really fun just being with them every day.
So your season, tell us about, like, for those people that don't know, cross-country courses are 3 miles. So what has your season been like, your first high school season? What are some of the times that you've got, and what are you shooting for as you approach, you know, running in the postseason?
Well, my goal in the beginning of the year was to break 18, and then I had a few races, and I was like, wow, this is going to be harder than I thought. And then I didn't break it for a while, and I had, like, a few bad races. But then during conference, I had a really good race, so I was very happy with that. And I got 5th, which was pretty good.
And you broke 18, right? You're at 17.
Yeah, by 15, 20 seconds.
So you're 17:45 or something like that?
Yeah.
So what are you shooting for then? Is there how are you going to shave off some more seconds approaching the postseason then with the regional and the sectional?
Well, always pushing that second mile, and then hopefully taper feels better and can just help me along the way.
All right. So back to you, Riley. So the regional this year is at Hawthorne Ridge.
Yes.
So how neat is that? So that's officially a home meet, although you really haven't had a home meet. So
yeah.
How does that work? I assume that you guys have ran the course out there, but being a senior, it's pretty neat that you get a, you know, host a regional going out.
Yeah, I've ran there for a race one time, and that was my sophomore year, and it's got a personal spot for me out there, so I'm ready to go out there and almost redeem myself on that course at a regional.
All right, and then the sectional at Elmwood and state at Detweiler, and again, they have the Patriot invite this weekend at Detweiler Park, which is the big final regular season meet. What have you thought of your brother's progression running? He mentioned his times here, 17:45, and trying to shave that down maybe 20-25 seconds. What have you noticed about him this
year?
Yeah,
he surprised me a lot this year. He was talking, when we were training in the summer, he was talking about his different goals, and I was like, I just kept to myself about it. I was like, it's a pretty lofty dude. Like, I as a freshman, I ran 19:30, 19:40. So to see him actually go out there and achieve it, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
So 19, look at you. Look at you, Derek Coulter. So you're on the right track. So it's been fun talking to the Coulter brothers. And so the regional date out at Hawthorne Ridge, I want to make sure I have this right. So it'd be the 26th probably, is that right? So the 19th is this Saturday, the Patriot invite at Detweiler Park. And then we get a home cross country meet, the regional, the 26th out at Hawthorne Ridge. You can head out there and see the Coulter brothers run at Hawthorne Ridge. And we wish the Golden Eagles the best of luck. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And I'm Jim Taylor for WRMJ.